For further study.
Acquisition of wealth, a God-given ability.
Wealth, a potential blessing.
Money, a value for good it can do.
The ideal Christian dispenses with one hand and gains with the other.
Danger and prosperity.
God does not want money obtained by dishonesty.
Oppression of the hireling.
Overreaching in trade.
Close dealing with merchants.
Shrewdness to be kept within bounds.
Immoderate labor to acquire wealth.
Men act as though bereft of reason.
Responsibilities of Christian businessmen.
Consecrated business ability needed.
Paul's charge to the rich.
Satan seeks to retain means in his ranks, too.
How to thwart Satan's designs.
How to make property secure.
Only two places for deposit.
Tested by invitation to the gospel feast.
Riches and idleness not a blessing.
The foolish rich man's wasted life.
Christ's invitation to the rich young ruler.
Many Sabbath keepers like the young ruler.
Providential conversion of men of wealth.
God tests man, some by granting, others by withholding, wealth.